unless they had a preserver or something on them, because that Mississippi is rather treacherous.
Water gets mighty.
Yeah, it gets swift in places there, and it's really treacherous.
Yes. A boy wanted to get across the river. He ran to the edge and he
dive in. Of course, on a river like that, I certainly want something that helped float on a board or plank or log or something, chunk.
Now, the old swimming hole, did you have a place that you could just get up on a maybe high bank? And
usually there was a tree or two around that it'd jump out of. You know, if there's one around and close, most of them would have, you know.
What would you do?
Well, a lot of the times, you know, I would maybe have a cable or a rope or something and swing out over it and jump in, or climb a tree and jump out of it into it and dive in.
Yeah. So you did what? I went over to the tree and
climb a tree to.
Yeah, and I got up in the tree and
dive. Of course, as some would say, dove in, you know.
Agree, and then well, to get across the river, you say, I ran to the edge of the bank I've often, talking about that creek, you'd say, I have often
swam
in that creek. You know, when some people might go off a springboard and they'd turn a
somersault or flip
in the air. If it didn't land right, you'd say they did a
belly buster.
Now, talking about a person drowning, you might say, I wasn't there, I didn't see him. When he
went down went under.
I turned my back and
he was gone, or
now something you might use to float on when you're in the water, old tire, you know. Did you ever have them?
Yeah.
Them old
inner tubes and
inner
tires.
You
float on those. Well, tire wouldn't do you any good unless the inner tube was in it or is on a rim, or it was a tubeless tire, I guess. If it was all right, it'd be all right.
Other games you might play, hide and seek, you mentioned. Did you have something that you could get back to and you were safe when you played hide and seek, George Jerry? Like, you had to beat them back to the...
Oh, yes.